some of the things we do on the show I really enjoy. And we have had a number of authors on and talking about books this year. And I found one that I can't put down. I'm reading it every night. The name of it is The Steamer. It's Bud Ferrillo and the Golden Age of L.A. Sports. And Bud Ferrillo was an absolutely wonderful sports writer, L.A. Herald Examiner, covered pro football, baseball, boxing, basketball, you name it. And he touches upon so many teams and so many instances. And the book was written by his son, Andy Ferrillo, who is a very, very well-known newspaperman here in California now since 2015 at the Sacramento Bee. And he is now a sports columnist. And Andy lives up in Davis, California, the son of Bud Ferrillo. And Andy, I must tell you, I love the book. And you must have had some interesting life growing up with Bud Ferrillo as your dad.
God, hey, Marty, first of all, thank you so much. And I can't begin to tell you how thrilled I am that you like it. And yeah, growing up with my dad was pretty fun. If you were a sports fan, which I was, and so, you know, him being the sports editor and getting tickets to everything. I mean, we went to everything. We went to, like tons of Angel games, Dodger games, set floor side for Laker playoff games, like right next to Tommy Lasorda. Went on a road trip once with the Angels. Just the fights, you know, he was taking us to the fights, you know, when I was like about 12 years old, and in the horse races too. He took us down to a Caliente a few times, and that was always a blast. It was pretty wild. There were always, like, you know, not always, but there were, you know, occasionally, you know, he would bring baseball players home, or sometimes they'd bring him home when he was passed out and throw him on the couch and after they'd had too much fun. And so it was there were always a lot of stories to tell.
Well, the book is terrific. The name of it is The Steamer. So let's talk about the title and the steam room, because that's really the basis for many of the things, of course, that he wrote and experienced. So how did that come about?
Well, I'm not. I really tried to find out, you know, who originated, you know, the name of the steam room for the column, and nobody knew. I'm pretty sure, though, that the name was given to the column by his boss, a guy named George T. Davis, who was the sports editor of the L.A. Herald Express when my dad first started the column, like in '59. With the idea being a place where conversations took place, and people would talk about the games that had been played, and the column itself was just really a conversation piece. It was like the way he wrote it. It was like there was just an ongoing conversation between him and fans and athletes, and, you know, his take on things and their take on things, and it was just a real conversational place. And then as a result of the column, you know, he got the nickname The Steamer, you know, pretty early on.
Yeah, and again, I talked to Art Spander, of course, a longtime sports writer, about your dad the other day, and talked about the life he lived. It was a different world in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s for sports writers. I mean, he drank. He had a place where everyone would show up, different bars and things like that. A lot of things didn't get reported, and he was in the mix of personalities and lives. And I'll tell you, in reading the book, I just said, my goodness, every night something was happening in the steamer's life.
There really was. And like, he was, like, you know, at the heart of it, he was, like, out and about, you know, all the time. In bars, there's this one place called Ernie's House of Surface, which was, like, on the hill between, like, Southwest L.A. and the west side of L.A., and it was just a real sports bar where in the early 60s, the Dodgers, the Rams, the Lakers, you know, Hot Rod Hundley and the Rams, everybody hung out there, you know, with the writers. There was not this separation where they couldn't be seen together or whatever. There was, because, of course, there was no TMZ, there was no Twitter, and so, you know, writers, you know, would, or the athletes would mingle with the writers, and my pop was at all of those places. And then during the days, you know, he would be going to these luncheons every day on, you know, some sports luncheon or something like the, you know, the George Allen Breakfast Club or you know, John McKay would have everybody out at Julie's, which is a bar across from USC, and they would go in there and just get plastered, and, you know, him and McKay and McKay's staff and all the writers, and sometimes they would wind up at our house. I mean, that happened a couple of times. And so, yeah, it was there was a real kinship, I would say, between the writers and the people they covered, because they had this great thing in common, which was a really, really deep passion and a love for sports.
The Steamer is the book. Andy Ferrillo, the son of Bud Ferrillo, of course, is the subject of the book. Now, just about every page, this is why I'm honest, I tell you the truth, I read it every night. I read it and fall asleep holding the book. It's just so comforting to read all these anecdotes. But how did you get all this information? Because there's an anecdote like every other page. It's Bo Belinsky. It's Bill Rigney. It's John McKay. You know, it's Archie Moore. It's Muhammad Ali. Every page, it's somebody else. How did you get all this information?
Well, the main thing that I did was, like, my grandmother, my dad's mother, you know, kept a scrapbook on everything he ever wrote. And we still have those, you know, for about 15 years worth of them. And, you know, most everything is there. And then, but she didn't get everything. And so I ended up going to the State Library here in Sacramento, and I went through every single edition, every sports page of the Herald Express and the Herald Examiner from the time my dad started there, which was December of 46, until he left, which was in June of 74. And I went through everything that he ever wrote. And plus, you know, what everybody else at the Herald was writing as well. And I would say about 75% of the stuff is stuff that my dad reported that were in his columns. And then so that's where the anecdotes came from. And also the other reporters, because they had a terrific staff on that sports section for years and years that were, you know, really, really good reporters. People like Doug Krikorian and Bob Oates and Alan Malamud. I mean, just really, really great reporters and writers. And I just went through all of it and basically organized it according to the teams that were the great stories.
Oh, it's great. I really, I love it. Now, you lived it. And as now, with all that backdrop, I mean, Dad is coming home. They bring him home half the time. And he's got all these personalities. And he's getting scoops. And people trust him and give him all this information. Mm-hmm. You're in the middle of it. And again, let me just, one that jumped out at me, you had an incident at the L.A. Coliseum that you eventually, your dad said, you're not coming back for a few years after something you did. And this is one of, I mean, you live this. This is the other part of this book. I mean, this, you're the son who got to see all this stuff. So go ahead.
Well, that was kind of a funny incident. Like, it was the Chargers were playing in the L.A. Coliseum, and they were playing the Raiders. And it was like a typical L.A. Charger crowd. There might have been 15,000 people in the L.A. Coliseum. And the incident, you know, that I mentioned there was, you know, like I said in the book, that the crowds were so small that you could take a hot dog out of your bun and throw it as far as you could, and you wouldn't hit anybody. And I knew that from firsthand experience because I did exactly that when I was like about 6 years old, and I'd gone, like, my dad brought the whole neighborhood to the game, and we're sitting like right below the press box. And after I throw the hot dog out of the bun, and I can still remember this vividly, one of my older sisters tapping me on the shoulder and kind of nodding with her head, "Hey, look, you know, there's our pop." And I look back, and my dad, just, you know, there's smoke coming out of his ears after I'd done this, and he had taken his he was also the color man for the Chargers, and the play-by-play guy was Tommy Harmon, you know, old 98, the Heisman Trophy winner from Michigan, So I remember I still have this image in my head of Tommy Harmon, you know, looking down. It was kind of a break in the game or something, looking down, and my dad just looking at me and screaming, you can't do that. And then basically I was not allowed to return to the Coliseum for 4 years by the Steamer.
Boy, Bud Ferrillo, the Steamer. The book really is terrific. And for fans up here, and I want people to understand this, this is not just an L.A. book, because it touches on so many aspects of sports and people in sports, the old AFL and Al Davis and how that came about, of course, the Rams and things like that. So there's so much more in it than just USC or UCLA, although you do give the story of Red Sanders' death, which is worth reading about as well. Andy, some of the favorites of you, just give us a couple of little tidbits, maybe that even you, when you researched, you said, "Wow, that's something I didn't know."
Well, there are a couple of things. One was how much my dad, and you talk about, out of town stuff, not LA stuff. One thing that I just really loved was his interactions and his relationship with Juan Marichal. He could just tell he was just had this fondness for the guy. And whenever Marichal was in town, it seemed like was pitching in LA, my dad would go to the game and write something on it, because it would give him a chance to hang out with Juan Marichal. And there was this one time where he came up here, or came up to San Francisco at Candlestick. This was the year after the John Marichal or the Johnny Roseboro bat incident, and Marichal was pitching, and my dad is in the gaggle of reporters, talking to Marichal after the game, and Marichal's talking about how he's got a cold and his finger hurts and he hurts here and he hurts there, and it's just ever from head to toe he's just a wreck. And then my dad, quoting himself, which he did a lot in his columns, says, "Juan, is there anything that's okay?" And then Marichal says, "Yeah, I like your suit." and so just this interaction that he had with people like that, that kind of jumps out at me. There was this one incident, that with Sandy Koufax in 65 when the Dodgers and the Giants, and it had to have been, you'd know better than me on this, Marty, and that is, I think that's one of the great pennant races of all time in 65. And because both teams just played great. Like the Giants at one time won 14 in a row, and then the Dodgers came back and they won like 13 out of 15 or something like that. And so the heat of this pennant race, like about 8 games to go in the season or something like that, and Sandy Koufax breaks the single season strikeout record of Bob Feller. And my pop wrote in his column about how, after the game, he goes down and, Jerry Doggett, who was the backup announcer to Vin Scully on the Dodgers, he used to do the post-game interviews right afterwards in the dugout with the star of the game for if it was a Dodger. And so he's down there, Doggett is interviewing Koufax after this game, and my pop would always, whenever, or he did this a lot, he would go in, sneak into the dugout, and just sit next to Doggett and whoever he was interviewing, and, kind of get a heads up on things. And then, so here Doggett's interviewing Koufax, and Doggett's done with the interview, and Doggett gets up and leaves, and my papa's getting up to, walk back into the clubhouse, ahead of Sandy, and then Koufax says, "Hey, wait, and he calls him back. He calls my dad back and says, "Sit down." And then they're sitting there, and here is the heat of the pennant race, and then Koufax says, "Isn't it a lovely day at the ballpark?" Something to that effect. I've got it in the book what the exact words were, and that scene just says so much to me about Koufax, who'd been, this is like his fourth or fifth major stress filled pennant race. And then here is just taking a moment to just kind of like, and he already started to really have real big problems with the arthritic elbow. And, I think he kind of saw the end of his career, coming down on him. And he just really wanted to enjoy this moment. And then he asked my dad, to sit down and enjoy it with him. And I just thought that was just a really cool thing, and just a remarkable description of, the player writer relationship from those days when they were friends. There are so many.
Yeah, no, it's great. Hey, how about Andy Ferrillo with us, guy? You can just go on. The Steamer is the name of the book, and I thoroughly enjoy it. But he got to know Marison Mantle through Bob Serve, and this is good baseball knowledge and good reporting, how he got to Marison Mantle. You can summarize that one quickly for us.
Well, what was interesting there is, Bob Serve was on the Angels, the expansion Angels in 61, and my dad had written a couple of feature stories on Serve before the season began during spring training, and they were really good, and Bob Serve, obviously liked them, and pretty early on in the 61 season, the Angels trade serve to the Yankees, and I think the Yankees wanted him mainly to calm Roger down, you know, to give him a buddy, because they were really tight buddies in Kansas City. And so Serve is, you know, gets to Kansas City, and then he kind of introduces my dad to Roger Maris, and Roger Maris gets comfortable around my dad and started, you know, opening up to him. And then towards the end of the season, I think Maris had hit his 59th. He was sitting on 59. Or he had 59, he's going for 60, and it's still before that 154 game or 156 game.
The asterisks.
The asterisk.
150. He had to get in 154 against White Wilhelm.
Yeah, and he had a shot. At 60, and it was on television, and my dad was watching it in Detroit, and Maris hits a foul ball that goes out, but it's foul, and then after the game, my dad, you know, calls the hotel where the Yankees were staying, and he gets Roger Maris on the phone. I mean, through Bob Serve. Like, he'd called the hotel bar and asked for Bob Serve, and then Maris ends up picking up the phone and says, "Who do you want to talk to, Bob Serve or me?"
Okay.
And then Maris just gives him a few quotes, and that was pretty remarkable too. Just that a writer from another city is going to get, you know, Roger Maris, you know, at these momentous moments.
Well, that's what Bud Ferrillo did, and that's why he's the steamer for the steam room. And you're lucky enough to be his son and to have experienced this. And you're really put together, as I tell all the fans, this is one you want to pick up. And it's an easy read, but it's a lot of fun. You did a real good job with it. And I love also your dad's upbringing in Youngstown, Ohio, which I won't even go into, which gives you a little more background on the family. We don't mess around with you. You got it? You forget about it. We don't mess around with the Ferrillos. All right. But great to have you. Yeah, really great to have you on. And go ahead, Andy. You want to say something?
And Marty, it just means so much to me that you like this, because, you know,
it's
you're
fun.
Exactly the guy that it's written for, and it just means so much to me, you know, given, you know, who you are and what you do and the way you connect with people, and to know that you like that. It just means a ton to me.
I love it. And I assume you get it anywhere, right? Amazon, all the different places?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, call your independent bookstore. You know,
yeah.
they'll get it for you.
Yeah, the Book Tree up in Montclair, David up there. The Book Tree in Montclair. If you're in the neighborhood here, go up to Montclair and get it up there.
That's
it's a good,
it.
Good
the
independent
Book
Tree. Store. All right, thank you, Andy. Thank you so much. Pleasure
Marty,
having you on.
Thank you so much.
All right. The book is The Steamer, Bud Ferrillo and the Golden Age of L.A. Sports. Really a good read. I'm having a ball reading it. I really am. All right, more coming up. 808 KMBR right here on the Sports Leader.